it is the major issue. It's like location, location. It's budget, budget, budget. And there doesn't appear to be any. I've been following all the cliff discussions, and there doesn't seem to be any good resolution. So I think that we are scheduled now to have a continuing resolution, which means spend at last year's level minus 10%, which we've been under for 4 years now. I see that continuing right through fiscal 2013, which provides a lot of uncertainty for agencies as what they can spend.
And I hear from people in the agencies that it is the uncertainty more so than the actual numbers that's causing them heartburn right now.
You know, I had a discussion earlier this year with CIO from Homeland Security, Richard Spires. And Richard was, this was in about the June time frame. He said, it's been so uncertain this year, Jim, there's going to be a real rush in August and September because people have been afraid to spend money, and there'll be a big rush because Congress just isn't moving. And he turned out to be absolutely right. There was a big rush to spend money because people hadn't spent it all year, and there was a lot of contracts awarded in September because people were holding off. We're going to suffer another year like that.
The second item on your list of top three for 2013 is CIO turnover, and that's not an issue I've heard nearly as much about as the budget stuff that we've talked about.
You know, I talk to a lot of CIOs and a lot of time, there is not anybody I can point out that I think is going to leave right now, but there's a lot of frustration. There has been some pending legislation on the Hill about giving CIOs more budget authority. I doubt if that will go anyplace, and it may frustrate some CIOs. They would all like to have what Roger Baker has at the VA, is budget authority to control their destiny. So a lot of them have responsibility and no authority. I think, and if you look in the history of change in administration, and while we didn't have a change in administration, there is always a change after 4 years, and I believe we'll lose some good people as they'll leave in frustration. Or the scenario that often happens, as we all know, it's been announced in the public press that a number of secretaries are leaving. Well, when the secretaries leave, then they put in new undersecretaries, and it's those undersecretaries who appoint the CIOs, who are political appointees, and, you know, the never-ending cycle. So I think that's what will happen. And as it takes about 2 years for a CIO to get anything going, I think we're going to suffer somewhat because of that.
And if that timeline plays out the way that you're describing it, Jim, that's particularly discouraging, because if it takes a CIO that's a political appointee 2 years to really get up and running and get something accomplished, the average lifespan's only 18 months. So there's a math problem there as far as really making any progress. And that's compounded by the fact that a lot of people have said that historically a second-term president really only has 2 or 2.5 years to accomplish much.
That's correct. It's very difficult. I mean, the one good news in all the CIOs, when Steve Van Roeckel, I think, has done an excellent job, came on board a little over a year ago. I happened to have some one-on-one time with him. I said, well, what are you going to do in the election? And he says, I intend to stay here for another 5 years. And, of course, he had the opportunity that the election took place. Now, hopefully he'll get to stay in place. He bought a house, so maybe he's going to intend to stay here.
That's a pretty good sign. This is Jim Beaupre talking about his top three for 2013. You can read more about it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. The third item on your list is cloud and mobility, and you're right. These seem to be two issues but are really tied together and linked to budget issues. Why is that, Jim?
Because if you really – cloud and mobility wouldn't even be being talked about if it wasn't for budget issues. The cloud and mobility are so linked because if you put things in the cloud, then anybody can access applications anywhere. And how do they access those applications? Through iPads, through people's own devices, through notebooks, bring your own device. Bring your own device could be a large savings for the federal government, because then they would stop maintaining the virtually hundreds of thousands of desktops and laptops that are out there. So that's why the two are linked together. You have to get the applications in the cloud to be able to use them on mobile devices. And we're a ways from that. And as we well know, there have been a number of applications, most of them email, web pages put out in the cloud, and a number of agencies are building private cloud. And that is not only to consolidate services, but it's that issue of allowing people to use their own devices that they will maintain themselves to access the applications inside the government clouds. And that's why I think the two are linked together. Again, it goes back to budget.
One encouraging site that I saw recently about the cloud, Jim, is the Railroad Retirement Board is moving their financial system to the cloud. And that seems to be maybe the first of a bunch of dominoes to fall where agencies say, okay, we're comfortable enough with email and some of the other kind of basics in the cloud that we're willing to try things that are a little more complex and a little more integral to the really day-to-day fundamental operations of the agency.
Right, and it's those day-to-day that will really save the money in the long run. And we'll see. Some of the agents, the security is the biggest issue with regard to mobility and in cloud. And as DHS, they're building their own private cloud. But it will save money, and once they start moving critical applications like the Railroad Board, then you'll see some real savings.